Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, good morning and welcome. Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, Director of Marketing at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. And my partner in good and co-host, Ms. Crystal Clark, is here with us. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing awesome, as always. How about yourself?
Well, I'm good. Did you learn anything last week about side hustles?
I did.
Okay.
We're going to talk
a little bit about that. Yeah, well, I think there was some very interesting stuff there. So Your Power, Your Money is a conversation about how you can take control of your money life. You can find us right here each Friday at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3, or check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Search for Your Power, Your Money, and you can listen to us anytime. All right, Crystal, last week we talked about some side hustles, and I want to dip into that a little bit.
Okay.
But this week we want to talk about a credit union benefit, shared branching.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Now, why is that?
It is Shared Branching Week.
What? Shared Branching Week.
Yes,
okay.
A whole week of celebration and education.
So, all right, we'll dig into that a little bit later in the show, but, you know, was there a particular side hustle that stuck out to you or surprised you? For me, it was become a tour guide in your own town.
Yeah, I think you'll be really good at it.
I could do that. Mm-hmm. I could do that. You know, your schedule is dictated by, you know, you, and it sounds like a lot of fun. That's something I may look at. Now, you were interested in Pooper Scooper.
No.
I keep trying
to push that side hustle on me. I don't think that's one I choose.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I know why, too. So, look, in this, there's a pervasive economic and governmental uncertainty. That's a lot of big words. Feelings are a little bit tense with what's going on at the federal level, and that really affects your financial well-being.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves many people feeling stuck despite their best efforts. And according to a 2025 Financial Literacy Preparedness Survey, there are widespread concerns about our economic landscape. The survey found that about half of U.S. residents feel no matter how hard they try to get ahead financially, something always comes up. And that's like 53% of those surveyed.
Wow.
So a similar portion, 48%, feel like they're constantly treading water financially, and any unexpected expense can just, you know, throw them off the boat, right? And then another one-third report they're just getting by. So the sentiment is strong, and there's a lot of anxiety. But one of the ways that you can control this, and the best advice, of course, would be
to take control of your money life.
That's right.
Don't just take control. Wait, do that. Just take control. We want you to take control.
So don't take control or take control.
Take control of your money life. So we'll start with the four walls. That's food, utilities, shelter, and transportation. These are essential things that keep your household up and running and a roof over your head. The four walls are the most basic expenses you need to cover to keep your family going.
And so why that is so important is it really does have an effect on your financial well-being.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you can control those things, and then, of course, don't forget that beyond that, the Dave Ramsey Foundation tells us to save and to give.
Mm-hmm.
So the four walls are there, and we can review those quickly, just high level. But it really is important.
It really is. Okay, so we'll go through and review these really quickly. The first one would be food. When I say food is one of the four walls, I need you to hear this loud and clear.
Oh, she's talking to me again.
I'm talking about groceries.
Groceries.
Not a restaurant, not McDonald's, not Chick-fil-A, but going to the grocery store, shopping, preparing your food for the week, and saving money from eating out.
And it's really planning.
Yeah,
right?
Planning.
You go out and buy what you need to make specific meals for specific times. Now, you can't eat cookies.
You can eat cookies, but I don't know how nutritional that is for
you. I mean, okay, whatever.
You may have to run some extra laps to get
that
off.
Look at me with this physique. And I know if you haven't seen
me on the radio,
cookies 24/7.
All right, so next one is going to be utilities, a.k.a. the expenses that keep your house running. And here are some of the most common ones, which are electricity, water, natural gas or propane, if you use those, mm-hmm. trash services, and your basic phone bill. My phone bill comes around every month, so I know I have to be ready for
that. Yes, it does. It feels like it comes around more than once a month.
One thing to note with utilities bills is that they often change from month to month.
That's
right. In the summer months, they may be a little higher. Yep. Winter months may be a little lower. As you write your plan,
budget.
Your budget is on the higher side.
I think you forgot the word budget.
Wait.
No,
as you
didn't.
Write your plan, your budget is on the higher side. So
that's
you
right.
may have to adjust
that's right.
your budget with your utilities. Shelter. Shelter means paying for rent or your mortgage. You also have to think about the insurance, property taxes, if you have HOA fees.
That's right.
A good rule of thumb here is to make sure you don't spend more than 25% of your take-home pay on this part of your budget. That helps you keep from turning one of your biggest blessings, your home,
That's right.
into a financial burden. And the last one I have is transportation. The transportation budget category can include gas, public transportation.
In bigger cities, sure.
Right. Routine maintenance, like getting an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it costs for you to get where you need to go for that month. Inside the four walls, this would include plane tickets to Disney. That's a luxury.
All right. See, you keep stepping on my joy. But no, really and truly, we joke. But this is where you find that joy.
Right. Okay, so you can see the structure of the budget of this budget plan, right? This is the way you start by budgeting the necessities, but more importantly, a budget is a plan for
That's
your money.
That's right. So you got to be flexible too. There are mm-hmm. things you can do.
You have to be able to adjust it too.
And we really just want to stress this over and over because, you know, put in place a budget, take into account the must-haves, mm-hmm. those four walls, and you're going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the time to use the four walls as a measuring stick, of course, is all the time.
Right.
But there seems to be two times when the four walls are going to protect you the most. And in a financial emergency, like a job loss,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've planned, you've budgeted,
you
so
saved.
You know what you've got to you know, pay to live, and those four walls cover those things. Now, also when you're making a budget, obviously mm-hmm. it's really important. And, you know, the four walls, I mean, it's something I'd never really thought of in this scale, but it really makes all the sense in the world.
It does.
You can let all of the other things go
mm-hmm.
Once you have covered those things. And of course, remember, save some money
mm-hmm.
and then tithe or give some of that is a great way really to be just a good person, I think.
And budget use some, when we say budget, we know it's like a strict guide, but you can also budget fun into that as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So we don't want it to be just depressing, like, oh, I can only pay bills, I can only go to the grocery store. No, if you plan for a vacation and budget for that vacation, you'll be ready to go.
That is how she got to be Beyonce of budgets, ladies and gentlemen. So look, we're going to take a quick break right there and we'll come back. We're going to talk about Shared Branching Week. I'm
Yay.
Breathless with anticipation. So you're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you deserve a seat at the table. That means you own your own home with a mortgage, pay off creditors, or prepare for the future with a personal loan. Our business services, loans, and lines of credit can set you up for success. Step up to the table at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union.
Making sure everyone has a seat at the table is important. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you are family. They're here to help members and future members in Lauderdale and Clark County. Whether you need guidance with your money, help to get a car, or get the loan you need, come by or call. Your seat at the table is right here.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, a seat at the table also means a seat behind the wheel. Let us help you buy a car. Our loan officers specialize in getting loans approved for first-time borrowers, and they make sure everyone leaves with a plan to get approved. Take your seat at the table and get behind the wheel with First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. One credit union can make a difference.
All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan. My secret weapon, Miss Crystal Clark, the Beyonce
of
budgets.
Mm-hmm.
She's right here. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money, and brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. You know, come be a part of our family. That's all I can say. All right. So let's jump back in, Crystal. We're all about being smart with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing where you are in your money life is incredibly important toward making a plan to move forward. So we've established that the starting point is a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget that save and give element. And once you get really good at those, life's going to be better.
Right.
So let's do a quick shout out to Meridian's most famous resident, Mr. Jamal Roberts, making us all proud. Well, oh, there, that's producer Shelley. She's like, you're probably like first runner up.
Oh, yeah.
If for some reason Jamal can't, you know, fill his duties as most famous resident, then of course Shelley will step in. So he was named the 2025 American Idol just last week. Good luck to you, Jamal. We love you. Now, Jamal is a credit union member at Meridian Mutual, we hear, and I understand it's shared branching week. So, Crystal, let's talk about if Jamal is in L.A., can he still use his credit union?
He can.
Oh, my gosh. Is that what shared branching week is about?
That's the amazing thing about shared branching.
So cool. I wrote this, but...
So even if Jamal is in L.A., he can still use his services at any participating credit union there. Shared branching is a convenient service that we offer to our membership at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. And you can visit any participating credit union around the 50 states.
And there are thousands.
There are thousands.
Thousands.
And you can access your account.
And so, okay, we want to dig into this a little bit. I mean, there are some things that are naturally going to be easy to do, right? I guess I can deposit money.
You can.
And, you know, with all the mobile technology we have now, if, you know, you have someone pays you by check, you can RDC or remote deposit capture. Then if you're out of town and there's a shared branching member, you can also make withdrawals, right?
Yes. So with First Mississippi Federal Credit Unions participating in the co-op shared branching network, it means convenience. When, where, and how you want it. As our member, you can visit any of the more than 5,600 locations where you see the co-op shared branching logo and conduct transactions just like you were at your home branch.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, again, the technology bridges all of those gaps.
Yes.
With the mobile technology, fintech, or financial technology, you've got remote deposit capture. You can transfer money from account to account, person to person.
You can pay someone who does not have an account at that credit union. If they an account at another financial institution, kind of like Cash App, you can just move that money. We have some exciting things going on with shared branching this week at our Meridian branch. We're going to give out some information, give out some goodies. We'll have popcorn available in the lobby for our membership. At our equipment location, we will give out snow cones,
delicious snow cones. You know, we love a reason. We love a reason for popcorn and snow cones.
We love a reason to throw a celebration, but I love it because you're learning something. You're learning about a service you may not know about, and we can also help you get set up. So right now, they have the ID check. This is something new that came with shared branching. And it's kind of like that authentication.
Yeah, like two-factor authentication, but a little more low to the ground.
So, and this is for when members who are out of town, who are not local, they want to come in and use one of our credit unions to do their shared branching. You have to have this information updated, so we can help you with that as well. Just come and see us Friday from 11 to 2:30. We'll be in the lobby giving out some information, giving out some goodies. We may have some fans.
They're
popular.
Oh, no. Not fans. The fans are very popular.
We
love them. We've spent billions of dollars, it feels like, and we still can't get enough. But, no, you know, shared branching actually is a service that credit unions offer. Again, all the financial technology kind of balances that out. But there's a little bit of peace of mind happening when I know if I'm traveling. And I needed, you know, couldn't find an ATM. Shared branching gives me that opportunity. Now, we were talking about this ID check. So this is really important.
Right.
You'll see us pushing this more and more. Basically, if you haven't or we're doing a financial checkup or even a workshop, stop by. And it's as simple as giving us your driver's license, which we'll, you know, put into our system. And then think about it. When I'm in L.A. hanging out with Jamal and I need to use a credit union, they've got all of my information.
Yeah.
So it's part of everything that we do where, you know, you come in, somebody comes in for you. You know, we want to make sure we have all the correct information.
Yes, we want to make sure it's secure. We're talking to the right person. We just want to make this as convenient for you, a smooth process. So please come and see us Friday. Get some information done. And you can already get this set up as well. I love shared branching because when I worked at member services, it was a lot of people's concern. Like, like, okay, is this the only location?
Right.
If I move to Atlanta or if I go to Texas, do I have to close my account? And you don't have to close your account because
right.
you have things like mobile banking and shared branches. So you have different credit unions that you can go to access your account. So that is a great benefit. If you start your account here, you can still keep it if you move away. It's great for parents with teens that are going off to college. They can have access to a credit union. You can deposit straight directly into your child's account while you're at home. And they can be in Florida. They can be in Georgia, anywhere.
That's right.
It's a convenient service.
Well, and again, we cannot stress enough how important it is to make sure all of your information is up to date and
correct.
Accurate. All the people on your accounts are accurate, mm-hmm. but just the one task, putting that ID in there, digitizing it, that means we've got your information. There, you know, fraudsters love to social engineer just
right.
enough to make a phone call
mm-hmm.
and tell you, hey, this is Ted, you know,
right.
and I need to pull some money out of Crystal's account.
No, I didn't give Ted permission.
Ted, no, we don't know who Ted is. Well, all right. Well, let's take another break there.
Okay.
And we're talking about shared branching because it is Shared Branching Week.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you deserve a seat at the table. That means you. Own your own home with a mortgage, pay off creditors, or prepare for the future with a personal loan. Our business services, loans, and lines of credit can set you up for success. Step up to the table at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union.
Making sure everyone has a seat at the table is important. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you are family. They're here to help members and future members in Lauderdale and Clark County. Whether you need guidance with your money, help to get a car, or get the loan you need, come by or call. Your seat at the table is right here.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, a seat at the table also means a seat behind the wheel. Let us help you buy a car. Our loan officers specialize in getting loans approved for first-time borrowers, and they make sure everyone leaves with a plan to get approved. Take your seat at the table and get behind the wheel with First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. One credit union can make a difference.
All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan. With me today,
as always,
my right-hand woman, Miss Crystal Clark. She is the brain power behind all of this.
Oh, goodness.
And we are talking about Shared Branching Week.
We are.
So we talked about how we're going to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Quitman is getting snow cones because they slid in before me.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
So what are some other points about Shared Branching Week that we need to
talk about? So again, some benefits of shared branching. Again, this is a great service that participating credit unions offer to their membership to make making transactions just a little bit easier and convenient. So these are the great benefits. You get person-to-person assistance with your account, even when you're far from home.
Okay.
So someone in that credit union can assist you. You can make deposits, transfers. You can get account history and so much more. They have over 5,600 convenient locations all over the 50 states. So that's a lot of branches that you can visit to handle your finances. All you need is to have your credit union name, your account number, your government ID, and you'll have access to your account. And you can easily locate a shared branching branch wherever you are. You can go on our mobile app to find that, and also our website, which is 1stms.com, under services. It's going to be convenient services, and you'll see shared branching. And all you have to do is put in your zip code, or you can find your locator on there, and it'll show you branches and ATMs that are in the shared branching network that you can use.
Now, I had a conversation last week while we were on the coast with one of our board members, I believe it was, and we talked about this, and you know, I jokingly said, well, it's Shared Branching Week.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And they're like, you know, while I was out of town doing some business, I had to sell some things that I think had belonged to a deceased family member, something like that. So they got a big check.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't want to carry the check. They had other things to do. And they said, wow, I never thought about it. But you mentioned shared branching. So they went to, I think it was Keesler Federal Credit Union, one of the bigs down there, and just deposited that check, made sure that they had a few things set up on their account, went really well.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
you know, fraud is such a big deal that I know recently I've had some issues. Someone called and said, well, a lady at the drive-thru was rude. Well, as I got a little deeper, someone else was dispatched to deposit a check. They didn't know the member number. They didn't have all the information.
Oh.
So, of course, we're going to turn that person away.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it can be inconvenient, but I'd rather default on the side of doing the right thing, because fraudsters are everywhere and they're making ground every day.
I want to say one more thing about shared branching, because I'm just thinking about
stuff. Well, it's shared branching.
It's popping into my head. So I think another perk of having shared branching or being in that network is that if we have an issue, like if we have to shut down for some reason or lock our doors.
Right.
We recently had an incident that happened.
That's right.
Even if our ATM is down, you know, around the town we have family credit unions or neighboring credit unions that you can use. So if our doors are locked, you can visit other credit unions and still handle your business here if it's because of weather or incident, anything like that.
Right.
And the same goes for their members. They can come and use our services as well.
And, you know, I think it's important that credit unions aren't adversarial.
Right.
And we partner very heavily.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a big part of the deal. I mean, you know, you've got those convenient services wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're celebrating that with Shared Branching Week.
Shared Branching Week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's different than that.
Mm-hmm. And again, we invite you to come out Friday and celebrate with us. If you're in Quitman, please visit our Quitman location and come and get a tasty snowball and some information on shared branching. If you're in Meridian, visit our Meridian branch during lunchtime, and we will have some fresh popcorn and some information and giveaways for you to enjoy.
And Crystal Clark will be singing from the Jamal Roberts songbook. Right.
We might book Jamal. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to try. Everybody in this town is going to try and book Jamal.
Yes.
Jamal, if you catch this show, man, you can come hide with us.
Congratulations, too.
That's right. And congratulations. I've followed that guy around for a while.
Yeah.
Man, his heart is so, you know, solid.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that when he sings.
Right.
Now, I know him well enough that watching the show, I was a little bit like, man, he's getting pulled in too many ways. But he still... You know, nailed it. Well, he's got the talent too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Jamal, congratulations. We love you here. And right now, if Shelley doesn't edge you out, you're the most famous person in Meridian. All right. Well, we covered a lot of ground today, right?
That's a mission.
Oh, there she is.
That's like a mission. Like,
well,
but
I don't
sing. So
yeah,
I don't know what my talent would
be. Well, Milli Vanilli did really well. Until they got exposed. You know, I think we could work out some choreography.
No, I can't dance either.
Oh,
oh wow. Okay.
We lose it right now.
Yeah.
I can't dance. Now I can sure tell you my opinion.
Okay.
Oh, I have not noticed that. I have not noticed that at all. She's not opinionated. All right. Well, we were talking about stress, feeling financially stressed.
Right.
You know, it isn't a personal failing. We talked about that survey earlier. It made really clear that there's a reflection of deep uncertainty on consumers' faces today.
Mm-hmm.
But that's related to things that are happening on the national level. Ultimately, everything is local. So
mm-hmm.
it's all about what you do here.
Right.
You know, good intentions aren't enough when the economic ground feels unstable. That's why, you know, you need steady, expert financial, you know, solutions coming to you from certified credit counselors.
Right.
Which we have several of those at First Mississippi. Like your family at First Mississippi, we can make such a meaningful difference for people in these uncertain times. So just stop by and talk to us.
And remember, it all starts with a plan, a budget. Like a roadmap, a good budget can help lead you to your goals.
So, all right. Let's talk about this before we let shared branching go. What is something I can't do at one of my shared branching networks?
Well, it just all depends, because I've learned recently.
This is where I'm going.
That I thought that you could cash a check at shared branching, but that's not the case at ours. They will put it on hold.
Yes.
But in some locations.
That's a fraud situation.
Yes. At some locations, you do have that opportunity. So again, if you come and see us Friday, we'll show you the website for shared branching. That way, you're more in tune with whatever services you can do at that location. And you can maybe even call them or visit their website just to make sure you can do that before you actually visit the branch. So again, it's different services for different locations.
Right. Mm-hmm. But okay, the other thing I wanted to reach when traveling, it's always good to let us know that you're traveling out of market.
Yes.
because we, you know, can adjust your debit card, for example, so that you can use it wherever you are.
Yes, I love that about First Mississippi. At first, I thought it was a hassle. So whenever you're traveling out of the state of Mississippi, because so much fraud happens and we're doing our best to protect you, we want you to just give us a heads up and let us know that you're traveling so that you don't have any issues with your card. And that's just to protect you.
It really is all about communication. Mm-hmm. We consider our members and really all credit union members family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jamal, you know, we're thinking of you, man. Come see us whenever. All right.
So, and you know, you can contact us many different ways.
Okay.
You don't have to just do it by phone. So you can call us. The number that you call, you can text us as well and let us know that you're traveling. So we do have that service. We go through a company called Eltropy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're traveling, you can just pick up your phone like you're texting your best friend, but you're texting the credit union and say, hey, I'm traveling to Georgia this month. I'm going to Texas for these amount of days. And we can service you like that. Even if you have a problem with your account, you can text us, call us, or email us.
It's all about communication. It's all about budgeting and planning. And more often than not, just being aware.
Right.
You know, I love see something, say something, especially when I was in D.C., we had a lot of different safety issues.
Uh-huh.
But it's true in everything.
Yeah.
You know, raise your hand, ask a question. Come by the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
We love our members. We love for
we
you
do.
To come by. You can have a cup of coffee, a bottle of water,
mm-hmm.
Get a hard time for me or you. Crystal will be singing all week for Shared Branching
yes,
Week,
we will.
So we're going to work that out. And then Shelly's not going to dance or sing.
She's going to give it her opinion, though.
Well, yes, she will. Yes, she will.
I'll be the MC.
Okay. That's right. That's right.
I can see that.
Yeah,
I'll just tell
too.
Everyone what to do.
Well, now we know she's got this Ja Rule thing, too. We'll have to get into that. So, well, listen, folks, you are listening to Your Power, Your Money, a conversation about how you can take control of your money life. We've covered a good bit of ground today. So, yeah, that's all we have time for today. But thank you for joining us. Remember, you can find us each week at 9:06 a.m. right here on Super Talk 103.3, or you can go to supertalk.fm, search for Your Power, Your Money, and listen to us anytime.
And remember, you can catch me, Crystal Clark, on WTOK Fridays for Financial Fitness Friday to learn even more about taking control of your money life.
Well, you know, great show. Maybe I should become a dance instructor. I see there's a gap there. I mean, tour guide, dance instructor. I don't know.
We'll find a job for you.
Yeah. All right. Take us out,
From
Crystal.
The entire family at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, thank you for listening to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Crystal Clark, and my shadow here, as always, Mr. Jerome Trahan. We thank you for listening.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.